Afterward to section 16. And everything has its place, the palpable, the impalpable. Indeed, these are the communicating vessels through which observation and invention find their levels. For what is imperceivable to the mind or the senses shapes imaginative work no less than what we experience at first hand. For every bright sun that lights the sky, there are innumerable dark suns in galaxies near and far, around which we orbit unaware, now brushing up against someone or something with the key to a room in which the miraculous may reside, now veering off in another direction for reasons that mystify. That we do not always know why we do the things we do reminds us that we are caught up in the mysterious currents flowing through the universe, the sea charted in Song of Myself. And here we learn that the ship we boarded at the beginning of time is named Diversity. Every generation of Whitman's readers experiences different phenomena, maps anew the cosmos within and without the soul, journeys from the visible to the invisible and back again at a pace unique to the age and their temperament. The poet is of every rank and religion, of the foolish as well as the wise, from the north and the south, with city dwellers and trappers in the wilderness, with the young and old. His inclusion of everyone in the scheme of things might spur us to deepen our own powers of empathy, to put ourselves in the shoes of our enemies. We are all in this together. To know your place is a phrase without pejorative connotation for this poet. It is how he hails us to the next stage of the journey, the task of a lifetime.